Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
Yes, you are. But
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
Misused. And I can't help.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today.
Good morning. We're not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on to deliver the word that God gave her just for you. Remember, get your pen and paper together. The number is 563-999-3628. First one to speak, or if you need prayer. Overseer Henry, are you there, woman of God?
I'm here. God bless you.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. I'm excited for this word because I know God gave you something just for his people. I'm going on mute.
God bless you. Good morning, everyone. I'm excited on this morning for what the Lord wants to share through me to you, powerful women of God. In this empowerment session, we thank God for the grams on this morning, and we thank God for you being here. I just want to share from Exodus the 14th on this morning, the 14th chapter. As God leads, we want to talk just for a few moments about walk through it. Walk through it. Hallelujah. And in Exodus 14, I'm going to read verses 15 and 16 and verse 23 out of the Message Bible on this morning. And it says, God will fight the battle for you, and you keep your mouth shut. God said to Moses, why cry out to me? Speak to the Israelites. Order them to get to moving. God said, get to moving this morning. Hallelujah. Because you are going to walk through it. In verse 23, it says, but the Israelites walked right through the middle of the sea on dry ground. The waters, a wall to the right and to the left. God delivered the Israelites. Somebody say, God delivered me that day from the oppression of the Egyptians. So as we talk for a few moments about walking through it this morning. I believe that God wants to challenge you on today, that you as a woman of God, hallelujah, to keep walking. Many times you are confronted with obstacles, many huge struggles, that it would seem easier to turn back and go the other way, or it would seem easier to just give up, don't do anything. But God wants to encourage you today to keep moving. You have to go through this place that you're in. You have to go through it. I don't know what the it is in your life today, whether it's your finances, whether it's your relationship, whether it is that job that you're on, whether it's some struggles in your health, but your it today, God says, walk through it. Don't give up. Don't even be discouraged. It may seem like this is so huge. There is no way you're going to come out of it. But if you keep moving, you have to keep moving. When you think of walking, walking is simply something that requires movement. You move by lifting up one foot, another foot. Move by lifting and setting up and down your feet with a regular pace. So this is something you do repetitively in order to get where you're going. And God says that both, you can't move with both feet off of the ground. It would just have you suspended. But if you're going to walk, you can't be stationary today. You can't get stuck. You can't allow the battles in your thoughts to consume you, that you do nothing but stand still. You got to keep moving, because God is rearranging and directing things right before your eyes, and you don't even realize it. So you got to keep moving so you can move towards your promise on this morning. Hallelujah. So focus on today. Don't get bothered and give in to distractions that the enemy would want to taunt you with. Here was the Israelites, and they had left a hard place in their life. They had left Egypt, and that spirit of Pharaoh to control, to manipulate, to keep them in bondage was still hunting them. They had left that place. But even in that next, that spirit, the mindset had to change, because they were so familiar with the bondage that they would have rather had the bondage than to face what was ahead. Your situation today may seem overwhelming. Here they were faced with getting out of Egypt, and then they come to this place called the Red Sea. Can we go through this? It's bigger than us. It's deeper than us. It's wider than us. It's no way we're going to be able, us and all of our goods, all of our flocks, are going to be able to cross through this. But I come to encourage you this morning that God wants you to walk through it. God could have easily chosen to have the Red Sea be totally removed and everything be green pastures. But he didn't remove the obstacle totally. He left it there and gave them just a path to walk through. So that very thing that seems like it would overthrow you today, God says, you built for this. God says, you have been created for this very thing. Don't lose ground. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. And definitely don't turn around and go back to that's familiar. You can defeat depression today. You can overcome financial deprivation today. You can have your body totally healed today. If they're not moving, they would have been in a paralyzed state. Oh, God, if they would have gotten stuck, if you're not walking, if you're not moving, the spirit to paralyze can come and arrest you and hold you hostage that you don't get to your destination. it. There are some awesome things God has for you, woman of God. Oh, my God. There are some kings and queens of this earth that are waiting to get what's inside of you. They are longing for those gifts that God has placed in you. Your money, your billions are going to come from the gifts that God's placed in you. And he's getting ready to put a demand on the people in the earth that they would want that that's on the inside of you. But you won't ever realize it. You allow that spirit of bondage to paralyze you. Somebody say, walk through it this morning. Walk through it. Oh, I know. Sometimes that's hard. And you may seem like you're all by yourself. You may seem like it's more than what your flesh, your natural woman, can handle. But as you see in Exodus 14, these Israelites, they left a place that was hard. And God, I know you didn't bring us to another place for us to be swallowed up. You got to have faith to believe. Shift your mindset on this morning. Positive thinking. Somebody say, positive thinking. You got to think that I can overcome. You got to think I will overcome. You got to believe I deserve to overcome. You deserve it on this morning, woman of God. This very spot that you're in today, on the third day, of March, is the place. I just realized it's 3-3. And in 3-3, we know that the number 3 signifies resurrection. Oh, God. God says, I'm going to give you double resurrection today. That thing that you think is getting ready to choke you, you feel the pressure of it closing in on you. Here they were. They were lodged in this place, and it wasn't really a place to escape. They were there. God had told the Israelites to get there between these two places and camp there, and he was going to speak. That thing that thinks it's going to get you, God will cause it to be confused. He put the spirit of confusion upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt that they thought that they were winning. It seemed as if they knew exactly what to do and how to catch you off guard, but it's only an illusion that the Spirit of God will give them to confuse and confound your enemy today that you might win. Oh, somebody ought to say, I'm winning today, because God has given me the ability to walk through it. Divine confusion. God will send divine confusion, as you see in Exodus 14 and 3 and 4, that he may get the glory. God said, put his glory on display. He wanted to put his glory on display. Who's he putting his glory on display through? Through you, woman of God. He chose you to have to deal with that particular sickness because he wanted to put his glory on display. How he can raise you up off your sick bed and allow you to breathe again. He want to put his glory on display for the things that he's going to bring you through in 2022. So as the Egyptians chase the Israelites, it seemed that they were being taunted by this spirit of bondage, that those shackles were still trying to come back and clamp down on them. Oh, my God. But they didn't realize that at the same time, God had a strategic plan that he was working behind the scenes for their benefit. What is the foolish things that you would sometimes speak that's against where God is trying to take you? The Bible says that God's working while you're talking foolish. They begin to talk. Why are we out here? We would have been better to stay back in Egypt. Did you bring us out here to be dead courts? We should have been back there. We would have been safer to die in Egypt than to die out here in the wilderness? Why would you speak such damnation amongst yourself when God says, I'm not in the business of killing you, but I am maturing you. I am developing you. I am allowing the oil of God to drip from you at a greater dimension if you just stop the foolish talk. Somebody say foolish negativity. We're going to dismiss it on today because God, here in Exodus 14, 10 and 12, has something great for you. When they viewed it, the Bible says when they viewed, the Red Sea, they got fearful. Don't get afraid of what you see. It's all about perspective. When you look out and see what's ahead, God said, I haven't given you the spirit of fear, woman of God, but you a warrior. Rise up. Rise up and take your kingdom authority. Oh, I've been giving you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So I come to tell you this morning, my sister, somebody tell your sister, say, be quiet, God's at work. Don't talk foolish because your it is getting ready to be dismissed from your very sight. They looked out and saw something that frightened them. But God said, do not be afraid. Just get up and get to moving because you can't get to your next being paralyzed. You got to walk through it. You got to walk through it. God chose not to remove the entire sea and plant green pastures. He gave them a seabed of dry ground to walk through on. Yet the waters was rose on both sides. If you know anything about the Red Sea, that sea was very deep. It had some deep waters. It was 190 miles in width, 190 miles in width, and 174,000 in length. So it was a long sea. It was a deep sea, and it was 9,580 feet. So this is something that they had never seen before, that no man had ever survived, would have survived being in the midst of. But when you are a child, a woman of the Most High God, God will equip you and give you exactly what you need to walk through that situation that you think is going to drown you, that you think is going to kill you, that you've never seen happen in the natural eye. God said, raise up, warrior. Believe that I'll work another miracle in your life. I did it for you before. I'll do it again. Your days of seeing the hand of God operate through miracles, signs, and wonder is not dismissed. But God is ready. Somebody say, do it again, God. So don't stand in your view of your perspective being overthrown by what you see, but get excited. Oh, I see something great. I know my Father is up to something wonderful if he's going to allow me to come face to face, toe to toe with something this big. It may seem bigger than me, but I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that his foot is on the earth. So that means he's ready to stand up, rise up in my situation, and give me victory. He wouldn't be Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that sees to it, if he wouldn't give you victory. He wouldn't be Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner, to give you victory. Raise your flag today. Get something in your hand right there in your home to know victory is yours. Victory is yours. He is ready to do it in your life. Don't be afraid. to you. God will release divine confusion upon that thing that is taunting you. Don't feel like you're trapped, because the very thing that you think is going to trap you, God says, I'm going to use that to get the glory. He said that my glory will be on display. He chose you to walk through this thing, that he may get the glory, that earth will know that God brought you through, that earth will know only God could have saved your marriage when you were on your way to divorce. Only God could have cleared that cancer up when you thought it was, the doctor said it was no cure. Only God could bring back your finances from a place of deprivation and lack. God says, trust me today. Don't operate in fear. Don't be overwhelmed by your condition and your circumstance. You are not your condition. You are not your circumstance. That's just a temporary, oh my God, that's just a temporary spot. They were there at the Red Sea, but that was not their end. That was a temporary view of seeing the Red Sea. And they had more to come. They had better on the other side of this that they had to walk through. God's building momentum in you this morning, woman of God. God's building tenacity, strength, character, and integrity. Don't look at it from a negative. But when they looked again, the very thing that they thought was so horrible, they looked and saw victory. They saw a clear path. God is giving you the ability to walk through. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't slow down. And definitely don't turn around. This is your time to walk through it. Ooh, to walk through. People are watching you. They were, Pharaoh and the Egyptians observed them walking through. It was a testimony of the goodness of God. They began to say, God is fighting for them. And that the very people that taunted them began to get consumed with fear. God says, I got that enemy. I got the kingdom of darkness that's trying to come against you. I will swallow it up. Just keep walking through it. Just keep walking through it. Somebody say, I'm moving. I'm moving. Forward progress. Advancement is ahead of me. I got to keep moving. You are not stuck. Get up from there. Get up from there. Keep moving. I know those limbs seem like they're heavy. They're heavy. But God says, get up and keep moving. Get up and live. Get up and get that vision that he gave you and move forth with it. Get up and allow the spirit of entrepreneurship to arise. Pick it back up. Get up and walk through it. Every negative word that you've heard in the past, silence it, because it's time to get up and move, for God is fighting for you. He's going to get the glory out of your life. It's your time. You got to walk through it. You got to walk through it. You got to walk through it. If you walk through it with tears coming down your eyes, you better get up from there, mighty warrior, and walk through it. Oh, my God. If you have to scream, you better get up and walk through it. Walk through it. I know you got some devils on that job that keeps taunting you, but you don't let them get you out of your place and your position. Move forward and walk through it. God, we'll allow divine confusion to come, that he may get the glory out of your situation. Dismiss fear today. View it from a different lens. A lens of victory. As God shows it, you have victory. Take the cataracts off your eyes. look up and view it again from a different perspective, because it's your time to walk through it. No matter where you are today, repossession, losing things, evictions, walk through it. Relationship struggles, walk through it. Financial strains, get up, move, and walk through it. Your child being rebellious, walk through it. Mistreatment by the people on your job, walk through it. Heaviness, depression, soaking your pillows with tears, walk through it. The spirit of infirmity gripping you, walk through it. Do not allow low self-esteem. You are valuable. Your work is great. See yourself as God sees you. Get up and walk through it. Walk through it on today. Movement is a part of your action to get to victory. God bless you on today. This is your time to move and walk through it. God has something great ahead of you, and you're going to get there as long as you move, as long as you press forward. Hallelujah. Just get ready to believe that the very hand of God, his portals are opening now to thrust you forward and not back. He's thrusting you through this very chaotic time in your life. Trust the master today, because he's on your side. He is doing the fighting for you. Rest your mind, daughter. Rest your mind, mother. God says, get up, walk through it, because he is with you. This is our prayer today for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm believing with God for your victory. Walk through it. God bless you. God bless you, Graham.
Oh, what a word, Overseer. The things that spoke out to me was speak it. You deserve it, women of God. Rest your mind. Don't be afraid of what you see. Don't stop. This is your time. This is what a lot of people do. They stop and get weary in well-doing because what they hear other people say. And instead of listening
to
what God says. You know, we back up, but there's time for you to be bold in the word and bold in him if you was bold in everything else. Thank you so very much for coming on and giving that word. It did something to me if it didn't do anything to anybody else. I honor you for doing just what God told you to do at this appointed time. Father God, I ask you to give back to this woman of God. Everything she gave us to your people, give her back triplefold, Father God. Bless her household tremendously. Bless the bishop, their children, and their spiritual children as well. This is an open door for her just because she obeyed you and not man. In Jesus' name, amen. Obviously, let the people know how they can contact you if they want you to come speak or if you have any upcoming events. Let them know how they can reach you.
Praise God. You can send an email to Pastor Myra Henry at yahoo.com if you need to reach me. Praise God. I am on Facebook, Myra B. Henry. You can reach me there on Facebook. And I thank God. Please join me tonight as Him Ministry, Healing His Mind, will be praying at 7 o'clock. We pray twice a month on first and third Thursday. For the land and for the various regions. So we'll be in prayer tonight from 7 to 8 on live. Also join us there. And if you desire to sow a seed, if God leads you in that way, you can also get us on Cash App there. But we thank God for you and for what God is doing in our life. And we thank God for Prophetess Douglas on this morning and how God is using her to impact the earth.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. Again, I honor you so much for coming on here. If you guys didn't hear, you can always go back to my page or Overseer page to go back and listen to the replay. What a word this morning that she gave just for you at this appointed time that we all needed to hear, including myself. There's nothing wrong with encouragement. We all need encouragement. No one is untouchable
right.
in getting weary. Let me say this. No one is untouchable. Bishops or overseers, pastors, prophets, nobody. But when you connect with divine people and God lets you know, it's okay to let go and to go speak to somebody. But remember, ask God who to open up to. Again, I thank you so very much, Overseer. I'm excited. And I will share her flyer on World Gospel Connection if you guys want to tune in, because I know it's going to be phenomenal. Thank you again, Overseer, and you have a blessed and phenomenal day.
God bless you all.
Put your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for
the things that you have done.
Have done.
Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't, when he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. Thank you.
arms wide open. I'm right here pouring out my life gratefully.
Today, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, body is wrecked with pain. So many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his own. In the open. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place. Thank you.
give him the victory in my spirit. Thank you for the victory in my mind. Thank you for the victory in my circumstance. God, I praise you. I worship you. I give you glory. I give you praise. No God wants you nowhere. Hallelujah. 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 We take the time to bless you. We take the time to praise you. We take time to lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the refreshing in our spirit. Thank you for the refreshing in our home. Thank you for the refreshing, God. Thank you for the refreshing in my anointing. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm ready for you to show me your